Begin by taking a deep breath in. The count of four. And then hold it for the count of two. And release for the count of four. Hold for the count of two. Breathe in again to the count of four. Do that a few more times. Now imagine you're in a forest. It can be one you already know, or one that comes to you, one of your making. Build it around you, make it as real as you possibly can. Hear the forest. See it, smell it, touch it. Use all of your senses on these inner and outer planes too. You'll see a path ahead of you. It's a very clear path. Just follow it. And if an animal joins you, just notice what he or she is. Remember, all these things are symbols. Keep going along the path until you come to a clearing, a well-kept space with flower borders, beautiful lawn, place of great peace. And at the far end, you see a giant oak tree. In its base is a great oak door that opens as you approach. Step inside. As you look down, you'll see herbs strewn across a black and white tile floor. They'll release their fragrance as you walk over them. Just let your eyes become accustomed to the light. Begin to look around. The walls are covered in oak, and there is a double-cubed altar with one cube of ebony, one of ivory. On the altar there's a simple white cloth with a blue crystal bowl set upon it, and in that bowl burns a flame. Ahead of the altar are two pillars, one of ebony, one of ivory. Ebony on the left, ivory on the right. Behind them are three great oak doorways. On the eastern wall above the three great doors is a circular stained glass window featuring the face of a man, representing Aquarius, the symbol for air and the east. To your right hand in the south is another window showing a lion rampant, the symbol for Leo and fire and south. Behind you in the west, the window depicts an eagle flying into a golden sun, the symbol for Scorpio, for water, and for west, of course. To your left in the north, the window shows a black bull in a field of poppies, the symbol for Taurus, for earth, and for the north. Stand in the center of the temple and await the presence of an archangel. Archangel Daniel presides over Malkuth. A new archangel, a new energy for a new earth. As he appears, the atmosphere changes. It becomes still, even more peaceful. His robe is dark blue, and around his waist is a simple corded belt, fastened with a buckle that looks like a thorn. His face is that of a young man with tousled dark hair, brown eyes, and a warm, welcoming smile. On his chest is the image of a lion, the lion of Daniel. The lion looks real. In fact, almost swear it moved. He'll step back, raise his hands, and claps them. From the eastern wall comes Peralda, a great billowing cloud of air, and with him the sylphs. From the southern wall comes Dejin, a wall of fire, cool black eyes, and with him his salamanders. From the western wall comes a crashing wave of water, Nyxa and his undines. And from the northern wall struts Gob, his legions of gnomes marching with order and with purpose. All the elemental kings stand waiting for the signal from Daniel, and the elementals waiting for their kings. The signal is given, and the elemental kings step aside to reveal just how much air, fire, water, and earth you currently have. What do you see? As the elementals rearrange themselves, you'll see a lot of water, perhaps. No fire. How are you made up right now? Is there a lack of earth? Too much air? They begin to move towards you. Don't be frightened. They dance around you, balancing your energy. They'll retreat soon, leaving you standing in the middle of the temple. Take a moment to reflect, to feel this peace and balance. Notice any ideas that are now flooding into your mind as enthusiasm replaces apathy. Solutions replace questions and action calls where inertia held you back. And Daniel will appear smiling, and he will embrace you. These archangels want us to be part of their energy, for their energy to be part of us. Take a moment. He guides you out of the temple, and as you leave the oak tree, the door closes. Don't feel sad. You can come back whenever you need to. This is your temple. Walk into the clearing, perhaps seeing your animal, and back into the forest. And as you walk through the forest, let it fade. Fade away. Return your consciousness to the here and now.